All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Life on the App. I think this is episode 40. Episode Ooh, 40.
And I turned 40 this year. This is perfect. It's like meant to be.
Like we planned it. I love that. I love that. Well, if you can't already tell, I have an amazing guest with me here today. Her name is Jennifer Evans. I'm super excited to have her. I'm going to kind of jump right into your bio and then we'll get into you. So thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So Jen Evans, she as a bedside nurse in the med surge and labor and delivery for 16, but you just told me it's actually 18.
Almost 18 years.
Jen originally went into the healthcare field to help others live their healthiest and happiest lives, which is amazing. She spent most of her time as an RN at Riddle Memorial Hospital and Peninsula Regional Medical Center. In her time as a nurse, she recognized that our healthcare system is designed for sick care instead of preventative care, and she knew that her talents were not being used in the most impactful way. She has now taken her knowledge and expertise as a nurse, combined with extensive research and mindset in holistic care and combined with extensive research in mindset and holistic care to begin her own life coaching practice. Jen's mission is to empower you to live your life with intention, to feel purpose, passion, and meaning in all that you do. She believes that your mind is your most powerful tool, and it will help you transform your life one thought at a time. I love that. Jen helps her clients turn dreams into reality. She has paired her passion for holistic wellness with her professional expertise to empower you to take control of your life with belief you don't need more time, money, or different circumstances to create the life that you love. You can take control of your life with calm, clarity, and confidence and be peaceful and present no matter what life throws your way. What a beautiful way to start my Wednesday morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that the right bio? Am I missing anything?
Yeah. No, I think that that's perfect. And actually, as I was listening to you, I was like, wow, that's
Who
amazing.
Wrote that? Who wrote that? It's so good. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I think, you know, working in healthcare and especially in labor and delivery.
Yeah.
Was like so impactful and so important. And even though I've been coaching for like a year and a half now, I really have been coaching for much longer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Helping women believe in themselves
yes.
in that just period of time where so much doubt and insecurity and uncertainty yes. comes up, and just allowing people to be comfortable with being uncomfortable really drives so much of what I do.
It's amazing. And I like from firsthand experience, like especially with my second birth, my epidural wore off. And like, when I tell you there was no one else in the room, but like I had a midwife helping mm-hmm. me, like she was my coach.
Yeah.
Like literally Vincent said to both doctors, both deliveries, like she is an athlete. You need to coach her through this. Mm-hmm. She will do whatever you say. Right. If you tell her to push this way, she'll push that way. If you yep. tell her to sit this way, she'll sit that way. And like, I didn't even know who else was in the room except like, that Vincent one person. Like I was locked in mm-hmm. on my doctor, like, oh, thank God. So like from firsthand experience, like that is a coaching
yeah.
experience. Like I could never have gotten through that with those people on that day.
Yeah. And really getting yeah. in there and just, you know, reminding them like you are capable of so much more than yes. you think.
Right. You're built for this.
Yeah. You're yeah. built for this.
And so, go ahead.
It just, that translates to everyday life as yeah. well. You
yeah.
know, that like we let fear and doubt kind of hold us back from doing the things that we're really passionate about.
Right.
And just working with my clients one-on-one to help uncover all the like shit that yeah. really is getting in their way and
right.
holding them back.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we met, you were introduced to me by Alex Pettinaro, who's yeah. like my favorite person on the planet.
I represent.
I know. That's why I wore her today. I was going through all my crew necks and like, you'll notice we love to rep other brands, especially, I mean, we love to rep our own, but I love to support my friends, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. And I was going through my crew necks. Like literally I buy a crew neck from everyone. And I was going through my crew necks. I'm like, oh, gotta rep Alex today.
Obviously.
So yeah, I got to know you through Alex and then obviously Cafe Karma. And it's just kind of grown from there. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited to have you on.
Yeah.
I think I relate to you in just like the L&D world, just having two children. You're a mother, mm-hmm. business owner.
Yeah.
So super excited to have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what is coaching? Like, how do we get here? Like when, at one point are you like, you're in the hospital or wherever you're at and you're like, this is not fulfilling. Like I'm ready to take the next step.
Yeah. So COVID happened, COVID, yep. Right? And at the time, I was working part-time in labor and delivery weekends, mm-hmm. and weekends worked really well for us when my kids were young because I was home all week. My husband was there on the weekends.
Yep.
And like, we never worried about childcare. And,
beautiful.
You know, it just felt very hands-on, yeah. and it worked. And then my kids got older, and I was like, I'm missing all the things. They're in school all day, and my husband and I, like, our relationship is kind of taken a back burner.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not doing social events. I'm not going to sporting events. All the things. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing weekends. Those things.
Yeah. And my kids are only 2 and 1, and we're already in the thick of that. Yes. So I get it.
It can be totally crazy.
Yeah.
But good.
Yeah, right? The best.
So COVID happened, the world kind of shut down, and it gave me the opportunity to really reevaluate and mm-hmm. look at, I was in a place in my life where I felt like I was just kind of going through the motions and checking the boxes.
Yep.
And it allowed me to step back and say, like, this isn't what I want. So long story short, I started as a Beachbody coach, mm-hmm. and within that platform, they're really into personal growth, personal development. Dove headfirst into that world, which eventually took me to coaching, and I was like, this is the thing. This is the answer. This gets me out of, you know, a 9-to-5 yep. or a weekends, gives me that freedom, that autonomy, and allows me to really make such a great impact
right.
by helping people see, like, you are the only thing standing in the way yep. of the
anything.
World. Anything. Yeah. All of your potential.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. How I got here.
That's beautiful. And like, I think COVID brought that out of so many people, mm-hmm. me included. Like, I was working the more corporate real estate job, that 9-to-5 grind. Mm-hmm. It was more like 7-to-7 grind. and like, same thing as you, like, you just reevaluate everything in that time. Everybody was kind of stuck at home, looking themselves in the mm-hmm. mirror a lot longer than usual. And same thing coming out of COVID, I was like, this is not fulfilling.
Yeah.
So I dove into real estate head first, same thing, similar to just help people. I'm watching Vincent sell houses to people and like change their lives, mm-hmm. right? It's such a beautiful thing. So when you started this business, who, and even until today, like, who is your target client? Like, who are we really like targeting here?
Yeah. So that's a really great question. Cool. And one that I've kind of been grappling with.
Yeah.
For a while, I resisted the idea of like niching down.
Right.
Because it's like, if you have a human brain, like, I can help you.
I can help anyone.
Right?
Sure.
But that's not helpful mm-hmm. because people don't necessarily like see themselves in that or whatever. Right. So I really have been sitting with it, and 30 to 55 is probably my demographic, right. Mostly women, yeah. right?
So me.
So you, yes. just that transitional period yeah. where it's like, I set out on this path and I have all the things, right? My mm-hmm. life looks perfect.
Right.
But somehow I'm missing that sense of self.
Yeah.
Like, who am I?
Right.
And what do I really want? Like, are my relationships as fulfilling as I want them to be?
Right.
Is this the career that I want? Is this just, you know, how am I showing up in the world? How am I taking care of me?
Right.
So just, you know, any woman in that age that's kind of grappling with like, things are great, but they don't feel great
right.
in here, right? Right? And they don't have to be broken either. I think of times people think like, you know, I have to have something really wrong. And
right.
it's like, no, just coaching. I think the idea too of maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That don't wait until, like, if we use a car analogy, right? You take your car, you get its oil changed, you get it serviced so that you don't get broken down on the side
so
of the road.
So true.
So like, right. don't wait until you've hit rock bottom.
Right,
like,
to call me.
Let's
right.
get in let's now while
you
you're like curious
right.
and just kind of open and wondering what your full potential really right. kind of looks like.
And from the exterior, it might seem like someone like me that wouldn't know. It might seem like, oh, you're just focused on like fitness and wellness. This is like an all-encompassing thing, right? Yeah.
So that's another part of kind of my pull back to kind of look at my branding
right.
and what I'm showing
putting
up
out
as
there.
Because that's where I started, right? I
right.
started with Beachbody and it was fitness and nutrition. And I think that those are super powerful tools. But for me, the real focus is just lifestyle in general
right.
and more of your thoughts, your beliefs, kind of digging a little bit deeper into self-image. Mm-hmm. And like those things go along with that, but there's also so much more involved.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can think off the top of my head, like I have friends that are in that transitional period, right? Maybe they thought by 30, I'm going to be married, I'm going to have kids, mm-hmm. or my life is going to look this certain way, or by now I'm going to have the promotion, or all these things are going to mm-hmm. make me happy, right? Mm-hmm. My friends that are buying a new purse once a month or getting their nails done all the time, right? Like, and those things aren't necessarily fixing them or making them happy right. like they thought they would.
Right.
So I can think of like 10 people off the top of my head that would probably benefit from those types of conversations. Yeah. Referrals.
No, but really, you know, it's so funny you say that because that was me. It is, right? I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Right. We all fight those demons.
But that consumption, right? That idea that something outside of myself is going to make me happy.
Yep.
And really being able to sit with, it comes from within, right? And learning how to sit with negative emotion and not make it mean that like there's something wrong with you or that something has gone wrong mm-hmm. and that we don't need to fix it.
Right.
Right. That we can just be and kind of find that acceptance and that peace. And then you recognize like, oh, I don't need that bag or that drink or that scroll.
Because you're sober, right?
I am.
I know. Yeah. I saw on your social media. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I toy with the idea of sobriety because I've been pregnant 2 times. So I know I can do it. And I've kind of learned as I've had kids, like alcohol is not really making me happy the way it used to. Mm-hmm. It used to make me more up. It used to make me more fun. It used to be worth the hangover. Mm-hmm. And the older I'm getting, the less it's worth it. And I've honestly, like Vince and I have talked about it, like toying with the idea of just like going all in on it. Like, and I appreciate sobriety more than I ever have mm-hmm. where I'm at in my life right now.
And I think that it's so powerful, right, to evaluate, to recognize that life is constantly evolving mm-hmm. and changing, right? And we have different seasons.
Right.
And things that used to serve us don't necessarily serve us anymore.
Yeah.
But we are so creatures of habit that it's like we just keep going and we don't really stop to question, like, is this serving me? And alcohol was a big thing for me. Again, kind of during COVID, I was
so many people. I got into red wine. Like, I don't even drink red wine, but COVID, I was like, well, here's all the random bottles I've had in my cabinet for 10 years.
Yeah. Got nothing else to do.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
And then during that time, when I really started to go on this, like I would say, I was fit but not healthy, right? And when I really started to look
I've been there.
The healthy side, it was like, I'm doing all these things. I'm eating super clean. I'm working out. And then I'm ingesting this substance that like is a known poison. It's a known carcinogen. And why?
Literally poison. I know.
So, and that's not a judgment, right?
No.
And that's not like a shaming, but just sitting back and being like, okay, how is this in alignment with my values, mm-hmm. right? And how does this create that freedom that I'm really looking for? And it was just a crutch, right? It was a way to not feel uncomfortable.
Right.
It was holding me back from being the mom that I wanted to be and like all the things.
Right. And I think for a lot of people, it's an escape. It's like,
it's absolutely
I can't
escape.
Get my mind to stop racing. This is how I stop.
Yep.
I can become someone else or pretend that all those problems don't exist.
Yeah. And it's like a stress reliever.
Ish. I think it makes it worse.
It's not, right?
No.
In the moment, it does. It shuts everything down. But it actually, like, if you look at what it does chemically to your body, it spikes your cortisol. It does all these things that interrupt your sleep and increase your stress cycles. And so I really kind of took a step back and I had to look at my self-image, right?
Yeah.
How I saw myself and recognize that like this just isn't serving me.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's be a beautiful
able to
thing.
Just let it go.
And like now when I do choose, like we just had an event last week and you know it's cocktails and connections. So it's a lot of drinking. And like for me, I just like I didn't drink. And Vincent kept looking at me like, are you good? Like whatever. And I'm like, I'm good. And like for me, I feel so much power when I choose not to.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know
powerful.
I'm fully in control and I'm like proud of it. And then the next morning I wake up and I think how hungover I would have been. Right. And then I feel so much better about myself.
Yeah. It's very liberating.
Yes,
it really has been. And knowing that,
and again, non-judgmental, like I'm looking at Vincent chugging three Surfsides. I'm like, good for you. Have at it. Like, I'm cheering him on. Like, I'm cool with it. And there are days that I change. The next day I had a Surfside, right? Sure. Like, so it's time and place for me. It's just like a case by case how I'm feeling. I try to just like recognize, hey, you don't have to drink because everyone else is.
Right.
Being pregnant made me understand that.
And that is a big thing for me with my clients is checking in with like, what is best for you,
yes.
right? Yeah. And not from like an immediate gratification standpoint, but from a long-term, what are your values? Like, is this in alignment?
Right.
And then getting familiar with like, what are the stories that you're telling yourself that kind of are creating this like tug of war in your mind?
Yes.
You know,
if that makes sense. Oh my gosh, Vincent and I talk about this all the time. Everybody, especially we feel like in our life and our in this industry, like everyone has a story, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, like I could go into mine, right? Parents get divorced, blah, 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 right? And I can tell that story until I'm blue in the face. Mm-hmm. But at some point, like, it doesn't affect me. Like, it doesn't define me.
Right.
Like, it's not my story to tell anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it happened to me. It was a rough, you know, couple years in my life where I let it kind of, you know, make me sad, depressed, anxious, whatever. And now I'm like, I don't need to talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't define me.
Right.
And I think it's just like figuring out how to, you know, come to grips with that. And I don't know. I guess I could talk about that forever.
Well, no, but, and I think it's so true. And so many people do that. I did that, right? Yeah. I was like a victim of my circumstances for such a long time. And it's like, that's one option, right?
It's totally an option.
This other option over here where like, you get to choose how you think about your past and how it defines you, right? Because it doesn't define you. But if you're going to let it define you, why not let it propel you forward?
I love that.
Rather than like so keeping you stuck.
It's so true. So how long would you say, so say I come to you, I'm like, hey, maybe I'm in that maintenance phase. Maybe I am at rock bottom. Like I come to you and I'm like, hey, how does this process work? Like what's your ideal timeline that you ask for? Cause I know like workout coaches will say, hey, you got to give me 3 months. Mm-hmm. Cause if you don't commit to 3 months, you're not going to see results, right? Like what's your ideal time frame that you ask
for? So my minimum is 6.
Cool.
So kind of the same idea, but so those first 3 months, we're really just kind of like unpacking stuff, right?
Right.
We're really starting to see what are your thought patterns? What are your beliefs that are kind of driving your actions, uncovering those things and just building that awareness. You have little shifts here and there, right? Some are big, some are little. And we're just kind of starting to build that belief in like what's possible and how to shift your identity more towards where you're going. And then those next 3 months, right? At the 3 month mark, you're like, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing good. This,
yeah.
Right? The next 3 months are like life happens and we get to see how you react,
right?
How your automatic and like pre-programmed behaviors and habits come up and how we overcome them, right? Because a lot of people at the 3 months, they're like, I feel good.
I'm good.
I got this.
Right.
And then like life happens and their old coping ways come up and then they're like, I don't got this. I'm a failure. And they like, it's a complete setback. So 6 months is my minimum. And depending on like how many areas of your life you're looking to work on, it's not uncommon for like a year or more, you know? And I really think that where people, you know, sometimes do fall off is that idea. And I felt this way too, is like, once I get it, like I got it versus again, the idea of like a car, you want to maintain, right? It's like, we don't show up for crisis.
Right.
We show up for like just life and having that accountability and that check-in because our brains are so powerful and they're going to do what's familiar, right?
And comfortable.
And so just being able to check in each week and like just talk about whatever and see where maybe you've gotten a little complacent or a little comfortable and aren't being as intentional with your thoughts and your time and, you know, just kind of readjusting as needed.
I love that. How do you keep track of all these people?
What do you
mean? I would be like, okay, you're the girl that wants a new career and you want to lose 50 pounds. Like, okay, now I got to talk to the guy that's, you know,
no, whatever. That's not true. I mean, you think about how do you keep track of all your clients,
yeah,
you know,
true.
And you build relationships.
We do.
And
remember, they want the 2-car garage. They want the master suite. Right.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, the same exact thing. So tell me one of like your favorite success stories. You don't have to give names or anything, but like, what is someone that like you're really proud of, or a story that's kind of like been like awesome that you're excited about?
So one of my favorite clients, she came to me looking to make like a career change. She had known for years that, you know, she loved her job, but that there was something more for her.
Yeah.
And reminded me a lot of myself, this idea that like, I have to have it all figured out before I can take action. And we just really worked to, again, uncover those beliefs and really build the confidence in, I can trust myself, right?
Yeah.
And everything is figure outable. That's like one of my favorite sayings, right? And just one thing at a time,
right?
Right. That I know, even if I make like the wrong choice, that I trust myself to figure it out, to adapt, to adjust, to reevaluate, and keep moving forward. So she was able to leave her job and start this whole new path.
Yeah.
And it's been very freeing for her. And not everybody does, right? Sometimes like the answer is to stay where you are and learn how to be happy there.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked a lot on that too ahead of time, was like, while you are in this transition, how do we create that peace that you're looking for now, right, even though your circumstances haven't changed?
Right.
So that was probably my favorite.
Because there's no reason to like live day to day in the negatives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, how many times have you thought or said, like, I'll be happy when?
Oh, yeah.
Or like,
all the time.
I'll relax when.
We have this.
When this happens, then I'll be able to do that.
Oh, especially with kids. Once Winslow starts sleeping, everything will be better. Oh, once this happens, everything will be better. Yeah. All the time.
So my real, like, one of the biggest things that I do with my clients is like learning how to prioritize, right? Like, figure out, what do you actually want? Mm-hmm. What can you let go of? So some of it's practical, but also just seeing those thoughts and recognizing how like that's what's keeping you stuck, right?
Yeah.
It's not the circumstances, it's your beliefs about the circumstances that like keep you stuck. So when we start to like really look at all of our thoughts, all of our beliefs are optional, right? And they're just opinions, right? They're just stories that we tell in our heads. We think like it's the circumstances that have to change,
right?
But really it's the thoughts. And that's a beautiful thing, because you are in control of
that. Right, all the time.
However, seeing that for yourself can be really hard, right? So like, that's the value of working with a coach, is being able to see what you're thinking that you present as facts, right? You're like, no, but this is true.
Right.
And it's like, okay, let me offer you a different perspective.
Right.
Let's get curious about what your life would look like if you let that thought go. Even if it is true, if you chose to maybe just be curious about it and consider shifting it a little bit, or, you know, practicing. And I think a lot of times when I start this work with people, they think like, okay, I'm just going to think this instead. It's like, it's not really exactly how it works, right? Your brain knows if you're lying.
Right.
to
if
it.
You're faking it.
Right. If you're faking it. And that's why like positive affirmations that you're just reading off of the internet don't work, right? Because it's not personal to you. And if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter,
right?
Your brain is always going to prove true whatever you truly believe. What you believe, you know, it's something you believe because it creates like a feeling in your body, right? Whether it's stress or peace, like there's some sort of feeling. If you're just saying words and there's no attachment, right? There's no visceral response. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
So we have to sit and just look at like, what are you thinking? And how do we slowly start to shift to get you towards what you want? Because your circumstances don't have to change,
right?
We can find that peace and that happiness and whatever you're seeking and start to put into action like the things that you want to do. Like, say you want to start working out, but your beliefs are like, I don't have the time. I don't, you know, when the kids start sleeping or whatever. And it's like, okay, those are all stories and they're keeping you stuck.
So true.
So like, let's unpack that.
Right. So you spend your whole day helping and inspiring others. Who inspires you?
That's a beautiful question.
I love to stump people with this one. And it can be anyone. It can be someone you know, celebrity, anyone.
So I think two of my mentors, the the coaching tool that I use is called The Model, and it's from Brooke Castillo. She hosts a podcast called The Life Coach School, which I highly recommend for anyone that wants to think about thought work on their own. She's a huge inspiration for me just because of her belief in like what's possible, and that she has really created that for herself and inspires others all the time to do the same. And in that same world is Stacey Bayman. She's also a life coach. She teaches coaches how to make money.
Coaches like, how to coach.
Yeah. Well, more the business. How to build a business.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
So they've been two key players in my growth. And yeah, I think in terms of more on a personal level, my sister is pretty
cool,
inspiring, which is interesting to me because she's about 10 years younger than me, but she's
it's just always the most like random places. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Good.
Yeah,
I love that. So what would you like to leave us with? How do we follow you? If someone's interested in your services, how, like, what would be, what's step one look like?
So as I mentioned, I'm kind of stepping away from social media.
Yeah.
So it used to be I pushed everybody to my Instagram account, which still exists, and you can kind of get a sense of
who I am and what content. I believe.
Yep. Yeah. So that's Jennifer Lillian Wellness, all one word.
Yep, we'll tag it.
And then my website. So Jennifer,
you have a beautiful website.
Wellness.com. Thank
you. Yeah. You have a super pretty website. I was on it the other day. And like, it's very simple. It's to the point. You can understand and read everything. Thanks. And then what would you, they would reach out? What? Like, do you have like a form they fill out?
There is a form. And I mean, everything. So JenniferLillianWellness@gmail.com
Love
is
it.
My email. So
easy.
It's like, it's all Jennifer Lillian Wellness. And yeah, there is a form. There's this thing for, you know, I do free consultations.
Cool.
So a lot of times, you know, it's like, I don't know, is this right for me? Well, let's find out together.
Right.
You know, let's kind of, I have a process that I take people through. So you don't need to come like knowing anything really. It's just kind of come, let's be and talk it through and see if it's a good fit.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we get some new clients off of this.
Yeah.
I have a couple I might be sending your way. So, well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great to have
you. Thank you for having me.
Another great episode of Life on the Ave. Thank you all for tuning in. Definitely follow Jen on socials, and we'll see you next week.